谢我们的主，他呼召我们成为一同走这条属天道路的同伴。
We thank the Lord for He has called us to be companions on this way home.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Brother, clasp the hand of brother.
我们可以一同向着神的应许地而去。
And we can step toward the promised land of God together.
他说我们乃是朝圣的旅客。
He says we are the pilgrims.
那这个朝圣的旅客讲到我们有一个荣耀的标杆
And pilgrims has this glorious goal
我们不只是从世界里面被分别出来
We're not just being separated from the world
不只是脱离了所有属地的缠累
Or just delivered from the bondage of the world
我们乃是向着荣耀的标杆一同往前而去
But also we have this glorious mark ahead of us and toward which we march
这些日子我们讲到蒙福之路
And these days I'm sharing with you the blessed way
好像我们还要再交通到住在神的殿中的。
And this morning I want to share with you more, one more blessed way, which is dwell in the house of the Lord.
是何等的福分。
And that is a great blessing.
请我们一同来读诗篇八十四篇。
Let's read together Psalms 84.
从我们从第一节读到第四节。
Verses 1-4.
诗篇，可拉后裔的诗，交与灵长。用加特乐器万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁万军之耶和华我的主我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着刨土之窝如此住在你殿中的便为有福他们仍要赞美你第四节我们一起再读一次
Let's read last verse together
如此住在你殿中的便为有福他们仍要赞美你那这个殿在英文就讲到是 house of God 是神的家
Here in verse 4 says the house of God
所以我们能够住在神的家中的是何等的有福
Blessed are those who dwell in the house of God
那这个诗篇呢是可拉后裔的诗
And this psalm is written by the descendants of Korah
当我们读到民数记十六章
When we read the book of Numbers in the Old Testament
我们看见可拉和他同党的人
We saw what happened to Korah and his companions
他们因为背叛
Because of their betrayal
他们受到何等的刑罚
They were punished severely
好像我们读圣经讲到他们的全家和他们的所有
And when we read the scripture you notice he and his entire household
当地开了口
What happened was the earth opened up
把所有的都吞灭
and swallow all of them alive
有一句话讲得非常可怕
and that was a dreadful saying
说到他们活活的坠入阴间
that they were swallowed into hell alive
这是何等可怕的审判
that was such a dreadful punishment
所以讲到可拉我们常常觉得这就是一个背叛的标记
so whenever we thought aboutKorah and his people, we thought about betrayal.
他们所受的审判，叫我们今天实在是一想到觉得那样的可怕。
We tremble when thinking about the kind of judgment they received.
活活的坠入阴间。
They fell into hell alive.
好像就没有盼望，没有拯救了。
Because they were the people that were without hope. There was no way they could be saved.
当我们读到诗篇八十。
So when you read the book of Psalms, especially chapter 84,
这边写到可拉后裔的诗。
He says this is the Psalms according to Korah, sons of Korah.
讲我们就想到我们的神，虽然他在那里审判了可拉。
Therefore we know even though God judged Korah,
但是神还有恩典。
But He is still God of grace.
神永远还有拯救。
There's always saving grace.
可拉后裔的诗。
Therefore, you see, there's a psalm written by the sons of Korah.
他说万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
And he started by saying, How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
这个诗人虽然在旧约的那样时代中。
Even though the writer of the psalm was in the time of Old Testament.
也许有许多人他们看见外表神的居所。
And at the time, people saw the dwelling place outwardly.
许多人看见耶路撒冷的城墙
They saw the great walls in Jerusalem
看见圣殿
They saw the holy temple of God
但是这位诗人
But this writer
他所看见的
What he saw
真的超过了时空
was beyond the time and space at that time.
耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
He said, "Oh, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty."
他所讲的不是一个外面人所看得见、摸得着的那个居所。
He wasn't talking about the visible, touchable temple outwardly.
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。
He said here, "My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord."
我的心肠。我的肉体向永生神呼吁
My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
它里面有一个大的欢呼
It's like there's a great shout of joy within him.
想到神的愿语
Every time he thought about the house of the Lord.
为什么我们说他所说的不是一个外表所看所摸得着的
Why do I say that what he was referring to was not an outward building?
因为下面讲说万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊
Because it continued by saying.
在你祭坛那里
Even the, at the place near your altar O Lord Almighty My King and my God
他说麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝
Even the sparrow has found a home And the swallow a nest for herself
祭坛是做什么用的呢
What is altar What's the function of an altar
是献祭用的
That's the place you offer sacrifices
那祭坛的火是不可以熄灭的
And upon the altar the fire cannot be ceased
当祭物被献上
Therefore when you offer a sacrifice
旧约的时候他们把它放在祭坛的上面
They put the sacrifice upon the altar
那祭坛的火把祭物焚烧
And the fire on the altar will burn the sacrifice
成为馨香的气升到神的面前
And will become an aroma ascending into God
所有的祭物在祭坛上是焚烧到无有
And all the sacrifices offered upon the altar had to be burned down to ashes Has only become ashes, nothing left.
今天我们想，如果祭坛是一直有火焰在那里焚烧
，Think about it. If altar has constant fire upon it,
你怎么有可能说麻雀在那里找着了房屋
？How can you say a sparrow can find a home there?
燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝
，Can a swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young?
这是说到。麻雀燕子他们找着了一个可以安居的所在
What's described here is talking about they found a resting place
那有没有可能我们看见说真的在祭坛的那里居然有麻雀有燕子可以在那里安居
Therefore how can it be possible sparrow or swallow can find a place to rest upon the altar where the fire is constantly going
那个火焰是那么的猛烈
And the fire is supposed to be very strong
可以把整只牛整只羊整个烧掉
That's able to burn consume completely any oxen or even a sheep
所以在那个火焰的旁边你不可能在那里安居的
therefore it's impossible for anybody to rest on the altar
当我们读主的话
but you read the word of God here
好像主一下子把我们带到加略十架
it's like suddenly the Lord brought us to the mountain of Calvary
在那里有审判的火焰
and you see on the mountain of Calvary there is fire of judgment
在那里我们也看见耶稣基督他就是赎罪祭他就是这个燔祭
on the very mountain Jesus he was that sacrifice of sin On one hand, he paid the price of sins for us in full.
审判的火焰在那里热烈的焚烧。
And therefore, God's judgment of fire of judgment burned him completely.
因为主耶稣他来了，他为了遵行父神的旨意。
But on the other hand, he was the one who has come in order to comply with all God's will.
当主在祭坛被焚烧。
Therefore, when he was burned upon the altar,
他成为那个馨香的燔祭。
He was also that burned.Offering of aroma.
那个馨香的祭一直往上升。
The smell, the aroma of this burnt offering will ascend above.
父神的心得着了满足。
Until it reaches Father's heart and satisfies him.
这个燔祭藏在他的面前。
Therefore, God said, "Your burnt offerings always in my presence."
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以来到神的面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the reason why we can come into God's presence.
因为我们的父神他看见的是这个燔祭身。
Because what God sees is that burnt offering of Jesus.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
It was pure, holy, and without blemish.
为我们献在祭坛上。
Offered up for us on the altar.
在这里我们认识祭坛说到十架。
And we know altar means the cross.
就着主耶稣基督来讲。
To Jesus.
在十字架上他所受之最残忍的刑罚
He received the most severe punishment on the cross
最无情的审判
The most cruel judgment
但是耶稣基督在十字架他说成了
And on that cross he said it is finished
所有的救恩在十字架他完成了。
All the works of salvation is finished upon the cross.
今天我们来到十字架的面前。
Therefore, when we come to his cross today,
他里面常常当初把十字架活化在我们的眼前。
When he made it alive in our heart, the scene of the crucifixion.
我们会说怎么会这样？
Our hearts wonder how can this be?
神的儿子为我们付这样的代价。
That the Son of God can pay a price like this for me.
他是神，竟然为我们死。
He is Son of God, but he died for us.
另外一面，当我们就近十字架。
On the other hand, when we come near the cross,
在这里我们找着了安居的所在。
At the same time, we find a resting place.
再也没有审判了。
You don't see more, no more judgment.
审判已经过去了。
Because the judgment is over.
耶稣基督已经为我们担负了所有罪的刑罚。
For Jesus has paid the price of sins in full.
我们在这里可以得着安息。
Therefore, we can find peace and rest. In the cross.
麻雀为自己找着了房屋。
That's why a sparrow can find a home for herself.
燕子为自己找着了抱雏之窝。
And a swallow a nest for herself.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有来到祭坛的这里？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, have we ever come to the altar?
我们有没有得着了一个真实的安息？
Have we really received a true rest?
在这里，我们来认识什么时候。我们来就近十架。
So we gotta know anytime when we come close to the cross of the Lord.
当我们靠近祭坛最近的时候。
And when we are at the closest to the altar of God.
这是我们里面最安息的时候。
And that is the place you find the most rest.
在下面他说，如此住在你殿中的。
Here it says in verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house.
殿为有福。
They are ever praising you.
他们仍要赞美你。
They are ever praising you.
啊，住在殿中的。
Those who dwell in the Lord's house.
住在神的家中的。
In God's house.
他讲到说，变为有福。
Here says they are blessed.
当我们说到蒙福之路。
When we talk about blessed ways.
让我们要认识住在神的家里面。
We gotta know one blessed way is to dwell in the house of God.
住在神的家里面，变为有福。
Blessed are those who dwell in God's house.
我们一起来读一下提摩太前书。
Let's read on.
三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3:15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这是保罗他在写给提摩太的一封信。
This is a letter written by Paul to Timothy.
当我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
He says, if I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's house.
下面他就告诉我们这个家到底是什么。
And then he further described what's this God's house.
这家就是永生神的教会。
This God's household, which is the church of the living God.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and foundation of the truth.
我们要住在这个殿中，这个殿就是讲到神的家。
When we say dwell in the house of the Lord, that means to dwell in the house of God.
那这个家就是永生神的教会。
And this God's household is the church of the living God.
所以今天蒙福的路是住在教会的里面。
Therefore, the blessed way is to dwell in the house of God, which is the church.
住在神的家里面。
To dwell in the house of God.
这是神给我们一个何等蒙福的地位。
And that is a blessed position that God has given to us.
今天每一个神的儿女，我们都是蒙了拯救，我们被救入神的家中。
Every household, every child of God has been saved into the house of God.
神没有叫我们神的儿女成为单独的一个一个蒙恩得救，但是却是单独的个人。
God doesn't intend to save us individually and then we become alone afterwards.
他将我们救到他的家中。
He saved us into his house.
救到他的教会中。
Into his church.
因为他要我们真的是站在一个蒙福的地位上。
That's the blessed position he desires for us to be.
所以我们一起来看一下如何住在神的家里面。
Let's see how.Are we supposed to conduct ourselves in God's house?
那我们住在神的家里面，我们蒙的福分到底是什么？
And what are the blessings of dwelling in God's house?
我们读约翰福音十五章第五节。
John 15:5.
我是葡萄树，
and you are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。 主一直启示我们。
The Lord continues to reveal to us
他是葡萄树
that He is the vine
我们是枝子
and we are the branches
那这里讲到是一个活的生机体
and here is the living organization
他是葡萄树
He is the vine
我们每一个神的儿女我们都是属于这棵树上的枝子
and each one of us are part of the vine a branch to the vine
他说藏在我里面的这个藏应该是翻作住在我里面的
Here says if a man abides in me
我也住在他里面
and I in him
这人就多结果子
he will bear much fruit
离了我你们就不能做什么
apart from me you can do nothing
有的人也许会说我没有离开主啊
some may question you know I did not depart from the Lord
可是我不愿意住在这个教会的里面住在神的家的里面
I just don't like to abide in God's house or I just don't like to abide in church
里面、啊、
I can still abide in the Lord
那有时候我们想一想我们有没有可能我们单独只是说我住在主里面主也住在我里面
but think about it if it's possible that you can abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in you
但是我却是单独的个人我能够达到这样的一个标准
but I can reach this status just by myself
这些主的话说我是葡萄树你们是枝子
the Lord says clearly I'm the vine and you are the branches
当我们住在主里面的时候
when we abide in the Lord
我们是在这个葡萄树树的里面
We abide in the ground in the this grape.
那这个葡萄树是包括了所有的一切的。
And this vine includes all branches.
也包括了它所有的枝子。
That includes other branches in the vine.
我们看见葡萄树上的任何一个枝子。
Any branch you see on the vine.
我们说这是葡萄树。
You will point to any branch and says, "Oh, this is the vine."
我们不能说这个枝子是。Branch number one, 这是枝子，这个是第一号而已。
We won't number them like this is branch number one, that's branch number two.
我们说这是葡萄树。
We'll point to them and say these are the vine.
每一个枝子都是葡萄树。
Every branch of the vine is part of the vine and it's vine itself.
主说我是葡萄树。
So the Lord says I am the vine.
我们是枝子。
You are the branches.
但是我们都在这一个树的里面。
We are all in this great vine.
基督是一切。
Jesus Christ is all
他又在一切之内
and he's also in all
所以我们和主不能再分开
therefore we cannot be separated from the Lord
我们和葡萄树不能分开
we cannot be separated from this vine of the Lord
主说我是葡萄树
the Lord says I am the vine
弟兄姊妹盼望我们能够看见这是蒙福的路
therefore brothers and sisters I pray that you will see this is a blessed way
我们蒙恩得救我们就在这个葡萄树
after we're saved we're a part of the vine naturally
只有他讲到说那些没有用的不结果子的
only those who are not functioning
把它砍下来
they're useless they will be chopped off
当一个枝子离开了这个葡萄树
when a branch is cut off from the vine
我们能不能够称作这个枝子还叫做葡萄树呢
can you still refer to that cut off vine, branch that this is part of the vine
当我们在地上捡到了一个枝子
when you pick a dry branch on the ground
虽然它曾经是葡萄树的一个枝子
even though it was a part of the vine before
当这个枝子在葡萄树上的时候
when this branch was connected to the vine
你可以指着每一个枝子说这是葡萄树
it would be just like all the other branches connected with the vine that this is the vine
但是当你从地上捡起一个枝子来
but if you pick up a vine from the ground
你说它是一个枝子
you can only say this is a branch
你不能讲说它是葡萄树
you can no longer call it this is the vine
这个枝子离开了这棵树
Whenever the branch departs from the vine
它就迟早要枯干
It will wither
因为我们在葡萄树上
Because the fact that we are connected to the vine
我们属于这个葡萄树
We belong to the vine
我们就是这个葡萄树
And we are the vine
那所有葡萄树的生命就一直流到我们的里面
All the life that's in the vine will flow through all branches
永远是新鲜的
Will be always fresh
这个供应永远是丰富的
The provision will always be sufficient
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所蒙一个何等大的福分。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the greatest blessings we have received.
曾经有一次在医院里面和一位非常一位年长的和他一起有一点交通。
One time I was fellowshipping with an elder brother in the hospital.
那这位年长的弟兄他已经生了在癌症的最末期。
And he was at his final stage of cancer at the time.
我知道他有好多年。 几十年他都没有聚会。
And I knew for many decades he did not go to church meeting.
在他最后的这么一点的时间。
And at the end of his days on earth.
有一次有机会和他交通。
There's one time I had a chance to fellowship with him.
在医院里面，在一个半夜的时候。
It was about midnight in the hospital.
他讲到说几十年前。
He talked about 10 some years ago.
啊，那个长老。
There was this elder in the church.
他做了一件事情。
He did something wrong.
叫他觉得非常的受伤跌倒。
And offended him, therefore he fell.
所以他从那个以后他就再也不聚会。
Therefore he stopped going to church meetings ever since.
当他讲到那件事。
When he talked about that particular event.
你可以感觉到他还是觉得说那个长老实在是错了。
He could still sense that he still did not forgive what the elder did.
可能他到最后他还觉得说他这段不聚会这么多年他是对的。他有理由的。
And you feel that he found a reason for not going to church for so long.
但是那天我听了，我觉得非常的难过。
Upon hearing his reason, I feel so sorry.
也可能那位长老在当时他做的那件事情的确是不对的。
Yes, indeed, the elder may did something truly wrong at the time.
但是有可能他是没有注意到，或者他是因为他无知。
Maybe he did that out of ignorance, or he just did not pay attention.
但是也可能后来他向主认罪悔改了。
It's possible that later on he repented before the Lord.
但是今天我们的老弟兄经过这么多的年日，他就决定说他不再去聚会了。
But that was the reason made this another brother decided not to go to church meetings for such a long time.
他不能再相信这些人。
He felt that he could no longer believe in these elders.
但是我觉得难过的是。
What made me feel sorry?
今天最大的损失。
Was that the greatest loss suffered?
是你的自己。
Was our dear brother.
神救了我们。
God has saved us.
他不是叫我们找一个地方，每一个人都是完全的。
He did not save us and make us perfect.
都是完全的，都是可爱的，所以我们才留在那里。
And he did not save us and make us become perfect and so lovable instantly.
反而他叫我们看见我们都是罪人。
Instead, he helped us to see our true conditions, nothing but sinners.
我们都是不完全的。
We're all imperfect.
我们都是不可爱的。
We're not lovable.
但是我们却都是蒙爱的。
But we have been loved.
曾经有一个人。
There once was this man.
他问另外一个弟兄。
He asked his Christian brother.
他说你能不能够介绍我一个这个好的教会。
Can you refer to me a perfect church?
他在一个地方，他觉得这些人都看不上眼。
Because I have gone to the other church and there are so many problems, I don't like any of them.
他盼望找一个是完美的地方。
I'm looking for a perfect place.
就那个弟兄就告诉他。
Then that Christian brother answered him.
他说这我可不能介绍你去。
He said I can't refer you to that kind of church.
你一去那边就不完美了。
Because if you go, that won't become a perfect church.
其实我们没有一个人是完美的，我们才来到神的面前。
Just because we're not perfect, we are here in God's presence.
因为我们都是不完美的。
Just because we're not perfect,
我们需要拯救。
We need to be saved by God.
今天神救了我们，是把我们救到他的家里。
And God has saved us into His house.
叫我们在这里看见主他是葡萄树。
So that we have to see that Jesus Himself is the vine.
他说我们是枝子。
And we are His branches.
主没有挑选说这个枝子比较好，所以他连在葡萄树上。
Jesus did not select only those look good or behave well to be His branches.
那个枝子不行。
He did not despise other branches.
长得不怎么样。
Because he's not good looking.
他就不连在这个葡萄树上。
And he would choose him not to become part of the vine.
主实在是盼望我们每一个都是他的枝子。
Instead, the Lord desires for each one of us to become part of Him.
都要连在葡萄树上。
All be connected with Him.
都要从他得生命的。
All receive life and provision from Him.
然后结果子是一个最自然的事情。
And then naturally we will all yield fruit.
不知道有没有人看过一个从树上拿下来的枝子会结果子的。
Have you ever pick up one branch off a tree and let yield fruit afterwards?
我想你如果看见，你赶快告诉我们。
If you do, let me know right away.
每一个要结果子的枝子，它必须是连在树上的。
In order to yield fruit, a branch has to be well connected to the tree.
今天我们只需要负责一件事情。
Therefore, there is only one thing we are responsible for.
住在葡萄树的上面。
Which is make sure we abide in the vine.
住在主的里面。
We abide in the Lord.
主也住在我们的里面。
And the Lord abides in us.
你会发现结果只是一个最自然的事。
There will be a natural result for us to yield some fruit.
主的生命是那么自然能从我们身上能够流露出来。
And His life will flow out naturally to us.
我们再来读罗马书十二章第四节和第五节。
Let's read on Romans chapter 12 verses 4 and 5.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体。肢体也不都是一样的用处，我们的许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。所有的肢体
all members
必须是在身体上
have to be part of the body，
这个肢体才有功用，
for it to function，
这个肢体才是活的肢体，
and to be a life member of the body。
所以我们在这里看见他用了两种不同的比喻。
Here Jesus used two kinds of examples.
来说到教会，说到基督的身体。
To illustrate the relationship of church and the body of Christ and with Christ.
那一个是讲到葡萄树。
One he used the vine.
一个是说到身体。
And the other one he used the body.
那这两个都是活的。
These are both living organisms.
枝子必须连在葡萄树上。
For the vine, the branch has to be connected to the vine.
这个枝子才能得到生命的供应。
For it to receive the provision of life.
他讲到身体有不同的肢体。
For body, they are members of the body.
肢体有不同的功用。
And each member has different functions.
但是肢体必须是在身体上。
And these members have to belong to the body.
它才能有它的功用。
For it to function well.
有一个人他受到了一个意外。
And there was a man who suffered an accident.
手被切掉了。
And his head was cut off later on.
当手刚刚被切下来的时候。
And when the hand was taken off initially.
你说他是死的。
You look at that, the RNA so is dead.
但是它的细胞可能都还是活的。
But all the cells are quite still active.
但是呢，虽然细胞是活的，但是你却不能命令它做任何事情。
Even though some cell may be still alive on the cut off arm, but you cannot make the arm to move.
它所有的功用没有办法发挥的。
All the function of the arm stopped.
那个人赶快把它捡起来，赶快到医院里面去。
And then, he picked up his arm and ran to the hospital.
医生赶快用那个显微镜的手术把它接上去。
And the doctor was able to mend the injury and connect the arm to the body.
有时候我们看到这些报道觉得很稀奇。
A lot of times you'd be so amazed how a doctor can do.
这个被切开来的，居然他还能把它接回去。
And a cut off arm can be actually reconnected to the body of a man.
而且呢，他还能够恢复他的功用。
And all the functions of the arm could be recovered.
我们生在基督的里面。
We have been born in Christ.
我们就生在他的家中。
Therefore, we are born in His house.
我们就生在他的身体中。
And we're born in His body.
我们就成为他的肢体。
We are His member naturally.
我们每一个肢体虽然不同。
And each member may be different.
功用是有不同。
We have different functions.
但是呢，我们每一个肢体都是属于身体当中的。
But every member belongs to the body.
我们也只有连于身体。
And only when we are connected to the body,
我们才有功用。
Can we have function?
当我们想到说，今天我们每一个人都是蒙恩得救的。
We thought about each one of us being saved by God's grace.
神告诉我们说，叫我们每一个肢体在身体上都要尽他的功用。
And God said each one of you is a member of the body and has your own function.
在身体里面就没有什么大小之分
的。And since you are in the body of Christ, there is no difference which who is bigger and who is smaller.
你很难讲说大拇指绝对比小拇指来的有功用。
You can never say my thumb has greater function than my pinky.
当要挖耳朵的时候，这大拇指就显得它非常的不好用。
And the thumb's not that useful when you need to pick out something from the ear.
你说到底哪一个比较重要
？And you say, okay, which one's more important?
在于它在用在什么方面。
It really depends upon the needs and the functions.
所以今天每一个肢体它属于身体上的。
Every member of the body belongs to the body.
都是重要的。
They are all important.
也必须在身体上它才能够发挥它的功用。
And it has true function when it's connected to the body.
也许有人说，我自己好好的读经啊，我也祷告啊。
Some may say, you know, I do read Bible and I pray on my own.
我也非常的追求啊。
And I pursue the Lord too.
但是他若是单独的只是关在房间里面的这样一个基督徒
But if this Christian stays in his own room all the time
他从来没有活在基督身体里面
He never lived in the body of Christ
有一个点我们可以确定的
One thing we know for sure
他也许这个大拇指长得是非常的大
He may have a big thumb
也许他很追求他也很认真
He may be a thumb that has a big size and well has very strong
那个大的可能跟我们头一样大
And maybe in the size of the head.
那有一点我们可以确定的。
But one thing we know for sure.
它绝对是没有用处的。
It's an useless thumb.
发挥不了功用的。
It does not have function.
因为肢体必须要连在身体上。
For a member to be functional, he has to be connected with the body.
这个肢体才能发挥它的功用。
For it to function.
他说我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。
Here says we are many. We are many from one body,
成为一个身体,
and each member belongs to all the others.
那这一个身体就叫做基督的身体。
And we are many from one body, and this body is the body of Christ.
以弗所书告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
Ephesians tells us clearly that church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's the one that is fill all and in all.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of the one that Feel all and in all.
所以虽然我们在十二章看见罗马书十二章，我们每一个人，我们把自己身体献上，当作活祭。
In Romans 12 tells us to offer up our body as a living sacrifice.
每一个奉献的人，他是单独个人的把自己献上，当作活祭。
When it comes to offering individually, we shall offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
但是马上接下来，他就讲到我们在基督里成了一身。
But immediately talk about how we have become one body through Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都不再属于我们自己。
Therefore, we no longer belong to ourselves individually.
我们是属于这个身体。
But belong to this body together.
当我们看见说主让我们知道我们乃是在葡萄树上。
And Jesus point out to us that we are part of the vine.
我们乃是在这个身体上的。
We are part of the body of Christ.
永远不能分开的。
We can never be separated.
今天不是在于说我们要做多少的事情我们才能够蒙到祝福。
We are not blessed depends upon how much we do for the Lord.
你只要是枝子在葡萄树上。
As long as you are a branch connected to the vine.
很自然所有生命丰富都会流到你里面来。
Naturally, all the fullness and blessings and life will flow through you.
所以我们就是要住在主的里面。
So our job is to make sure we'll abide in the Lord.
住在神的殿中。
Abide in his house.
住在神的家里。
Abide in his household.
就是这么简单。
Just that.
我们住在葡萄树的上面。
Make sure we are connected with the vine.
那我们自然的得着生命丰富。
The natural result is that we receive all His fullness in life.
另外，我们认识到我们是一个肢体。
On the other hand, realize that we are a member of a body.
不是一个单独的肢体。
We are not an isolated member.
乃是在身体上的一个肢体。
But a member of a great body.
你就不用看说主啊，我有多少的恩赐。
Therefore, we don't have to worry about how much gift do I have, Lord.
哎，我好像这个能力也不怎么样。
I'm not very capable either.
哎，我上个月才受洗的。
I just been baptized last month.
那我能够做什么用呢
？What's my function?
我们都不用去担心它。
Don't worry about things like that.
只要你是在身体上的一个肢体。
As long as you are a member of the body of Christ.
神把每一个肢体聚各安排在这个身体上。
And according to God's arrangement, He made us into His body.
圣灵会那么自然的叫你发挥你应有的功用。
The Holy Spirit will teach us naturally to develop and to use us as our function.
所以我们住在神的殿中。
Therefore, when we dwell in the temple of the Lord,
住在神的家里面。
Dwell in His house.
他说：“如此住在你殿中的，变为有福。”
It's a blessed are those who dwell in your house.
他们仍要赞美你。
They are ever praising you.
我们住在神的殿里面。
When we dwell in God's house,
住在神的家里面。
In His temple.
那另外，我们还要来看。
On the other hand, we need to also know
神常常喜欢我们聚集在一起
that God likes for us together together.
那聚会在我们在圣经中看见它有一个特别的恩典和福分
In each gathering of ours, there's a special blessing for us.
我们来读马太福音十八章
十九节和二十节 Matthew 18 verses 19 and 20.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。那这段圣经里面是主告诉我们一个非常宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious promise of the Lord.
那这个应许呢，特别他讲到说有两个人或两三个人。
Here it says if you have two or three or more.
所以他应许不是给个人的。
It's not for individual, you notice.
两三个人就是代表一个教会的。
Two or three represents his church.
当我们奉主的名同心合意的祷告。
When we pray in the name of the Lord in accord.
他说我在天上的父必为他们成全。
It will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
这是何等有福的应许。
What a blessed promise.
但是有些关键点。
But there are some conditions to this promise.
他讲到的是一个多数的。
This is a plural form here.
他不是单数的个人的祷告。
It's not for a single person.
他讲到同心合意。
It says if you pray in one accord.
我们知道在使徒行传里面，他讲到同心合意的祷告。
In the book of Acts, you see a lot of prayers of one accord.
当这些门徒们同心合意的祷告。
When disciples pray in one accord.
带下整个圣灵的降临。
They were able to bring down the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
带下同心合意的祷告。
When they pray together in one heart.
带下圣灵奇妙的工作。
They bring down the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit.
什么是同心合意的祷告呢？
What does it mean to pray in one accord?
那这个同心合意的祷告 ,one accord, 很像当我们唱合唱的时候。
It's like when we are in the choir.
那在 choir 的里面，每一个人不是每一个人了哈，他可能分了好几步。
And there are at least several parts of a choir.
那每一步他唱的声音呢，是不一样的。
And each part sings different melody.
但是当这些声音一唱出来的时候
，But when they sing together,
却是那么的和谐。
It is so harmonious.
所以我们有时候觉得很稀奇。
So sometimes we feel amazed.
同心合意还不再讲说。你的意见绝对和我的意见是完全一样的。
The meaning of one accord doesn't mean your opinion always the same as mine.
所以难怪我们常常想说，要找到这样子，你的意见永远和我意见是一样的，还觉得真不容易找。
Otherwise, it would be very hard to find somebody who has exact idea and common about certain things as yours.
你交通的是在这个方面。
When you share about something, you cover this aspect.
他交通的可能是这个方面。
When he shares his opinion, he covers the other angle.
那另外一个人交通呢，可能又是另外一个。
And then the person can come around with another part.
也许你从外表来听，好像你们讲的好像不完全是一样的。
So if you share their comments word by word, they are different.
但是他讲到同心合意。
But here he talks about one accord.
却讲到说这么的和谐。
It means it's all harmonious.
从各个角度我们来看见。
You can see from all angles.
才认识基督。
We can see Jesus Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
To know the power of his resurrection.
当我们从各个角度，我们把基督彰显出来。
So when we are able to talk or manifest Jesus Christ from different angles.
当我们看见神的家，神的教会。
And you see the house of God, his church.
这么的丰富。
It's so full.
你可以从这个角度来看见。
You can see Jesus through this angle.
你可以从那个角度来看见。
And you can see Jesus from the other angle.
但是当我们一起来祷告。
So when we come and pray together.
被一个圣灵所感。
When we are moved and led by the same Spirit.
那么的同心合意。
And you feel there's this one accord.
那一个声音是那么的和谐，那么的好听。
And all prayer is so harmonious and so lovely to listen to.
同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父。
Two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
实在是羡慕这样同心合意的祷告。
I really envy to have a prayer like that.
在这个祷告的里面，能够把父神天上的旨意能够祷告带到地上来。
Because this kind of prayer can bring down the will of Father in heaven to earth.
不是来成全我们自己的意思。
Not to achieve what we desire.
如果只是单独个人。 可能是你自己的意思。
If you're praying on your own, yeah, that may be something of your own idea.
但在教会里面，当我们同心合意的祷告。
But when we come to church and pray in one accord.
那这样的祷告必须是有圣灵在我们当中的运行。
You know, to have one accord prayer, it has to be led by the Holy Spirit.
必须是圣灵的工作。
It's gotta be the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带我们一直来到父神的宝座。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us to the throne of God.
看见神的心意是什么。
To understand what's in Father God's heart.
我们有可能同心合意来呼求。
That's why we can pray in one accord.
天上的父他必要成全。
And that's why the Father in heaven will do it for us.
他也应许无论在哪里。
And also, there's another promise.
有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
For where two or three come together in my name.
那里就有我在他们的中间。
There am I with them.
主的同在是我们得着最大的一个福分。
And the presence of the Lord is the greatest blessing for us.
离了主，我们什么都不是。
And apart from Him, we are nothing.
但在这里，这个应许多么的宝贵。
And there's such a great promise here.
两三个人奉主的名聚会。
Two or three come together in my name.
主说，那里就有我在他们的中间。
Jesus said, "There am I with them."
弟兄姊妹，主早上有没有在我们的中间？
Dear brothers and sisters, is the Lord with us here today?
我们在这里奉主的名在这里聚会。
Because we are gathering here in His name.
主就在我们的中间。
And He is with us.
所以我们聚集何等的重要。
Therefore, it's so important for us to gather together in His name.
这是何等的福分。
And that's such a wonderful blessing.
每一次我们聚会的时候。
Every time when we gather together.
我们知道这个主的名已经赐给了我们。
We know He has given to us His name.
我们是在他的名里面我们在这里聚会。
And we're here gathering in His name.
他的名说到主耶稣的所事也说到他的所作。
And in His name it includes all He is and what He has done.
在他名里面聚集，主就在我们中间。
Therefore, when we gather in His name, He's right here.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and in all.
他在我们的中间。
He is right here in our midst.
是我们所有的福分。
He is all the blessing we need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for that.
我们来读一下约翰福音二十章十九节。
Let's read on John 20 verse 19.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”这一个是主耶稣他复活以后向门徒们显现。
This is the appearing of the Lord after His resurrection.
门徒们。因为怕犹太人把门都关起来。
And because of their fear of Jews, they locked the door.
这个耶稣是复活的耶稣。
Yeah, this Lord is the Lord of resurrection.
他就超过了时间、空间所有的限制。
Who exceeds all limitations of time and space.
所以在这边不是讲说主耶稣就在敲门，他们就去开门。
So therefore, it's not described as Jesus knocked on the door and they ran to open the door.
没有，门都关了。
Here says the door is locked.
耶稣他超过所有时空的限制。
And exceeding all the limitations on time and space.
耶稣来站在当中。
Jesus came and stood among them.
对他们说。
And said.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
主他就是这个平安。
Jesus himself is the peace he talked about.
主向门徒们显现。
When he appeared to his disciples.
在他们聚集的时候。
Was at the time of their gathering.
我们知道当中有一位。他不在。
We also knew there was one person who was not among them.
他叫做什么？多马。
Thomas.
所以多马后来他叫做多疑的多马。
And they later on gave him this description. He's the doubtful Thomas.
那后来主耶稣向多马显现。
Later on, Jesus appeared to Thomas.
是在什么时候向他显现呢？
Where and when did he do that?
在另外一个时候门徒们聚集的时候
and was at a time when disciples gathered together again
又来到他们的当中
there Jesus came into their midst
向多马显现
and at that time he appeared to Thomas
主叫他伸过手来
he even asked him to come
看看他的肋旁
touch my side.
摸摸他手上的钉痕。
Touch my palm.
在那个时候，多马敢不敢去摸呢
？And of course, do you think Thomas was daring to do that?
他不敢啦，他只说我的主，我的神。
He could only say, "Oh, my Lord, my God."
因为主真的向他们显现了。
Because the Lord truly appeared to them entirely.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，主向我们显现。
Dear brothers and sisters, many times when the Lord appears to us,
在我们聚会的时候
，it's the time.Of our gathering.
在神的儿女聚集的时候
It's when children of God gather together.
因为主就在我们的中间
Because he promised to be with us when we gather in his name.
我们来到聚会中
So when we come to a meeting of church.
我们要认识这是主给我们一个何等大的福分
We have to have an understanding that this is a great blessing the Lord has given to us.
我们里面要有信心
We have to have faith.
主因为他的应许是没有改变的
Because we know he's always faithful about his promise
因为这是神的话
This is what he said
我们可以带着信心来
Therefore we can come by faith
相信主就在我们的中间
And knowing and believing that the Lord will be with us
我们就容易来遇见我们的神
And then we can easily meet with him
在聚会中来遇见他
To meet with him in his meeting.
在唱诗的时候，我们可以遇见主。
To meet with the Lord when we sing hymns.
弟兄姊妹在祷告的时候，我们遇见主。
To meet with him when other people are praying.
我们在读主的话语的时候，我们遇见主。
To meet with him when we are reading the words of God.
在每一个环节，弟兄姊妹，我们都可以遇见主。
In every part of this gathering procedure, we can meet with him.
因为我们奉主的名聚会，主就在我们中间。
Because he promised when we gather in his name, he will be with us.
我想早先我们不是在讲说我们个人的追求祷告不重要
I'm not saying don't bother to pray and read the word of God on your own
我们乃是说到神对于神儿女的聚集还有一个特别的应许
But I just want to share with you this special blessing that he has promised when we gather together in his name
有特别的福分
There's this special blessing
他在这个应许中说他就在我们的中间
He has promised us that when we gather in his name he will be with us
他不是告诉我们说你们今天聚会的很好我在你们中间
He did not say Okay I'll be with you If you guys behave well
今天聚会的不好我不在你们中间
If your meeting is not good today I will not come
他说你们只要我们再来读一次哈
Let's read this verse one more time
八章二十节
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20
因为无论在哪里 两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有我在他们中间好像没有什么余地转圜的余地哈，没有什么疑问的。
There's no other conditions here. It's obvious. It's a promise.
无论在哪里。
For where two or three.
两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Come together in my name.
那里就有我在他们中间。
There am I with them.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
就在我们的中间。
The Lord is with us right now.
主他要显现就在聚会中他向我们显现
Therefore when he wants to appear he will appear to us in the meeting
我们最后来读希伯来书十章二十五节
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25
你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此劝勉既知道那日临近就更当如此那这是一个很清楚的一个命令
This is a very clear command
你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人
Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing
因为我们真的知道聚会是神给我们一个极大的祝福
Because we know in our gathering in our meetings God will have a great blessing for us
当我们真正看见这么大的福分
When we truly see the great blessings involved in our gatherings
我们有那样的巴望那样的渴望
Then we will desire and we will long to come to the gathering
真的当我们再来想到诗篇八十四篇可拉后裔他写的诗歌
Just like Psalms 84
在我里面体会一下我们一面认识到神他给我们这么大的福分
On one hand let's feel about what a great blessing that he has given to us
所以我们能说万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱
That enables us to say how lovely is your dwelling place O God Almighty
为什么这个居所这么可爱
Why is his dwelling place lovely
因为主在当中
Because That's where the Lord is.
因为主的肢体在当中。
That's where his members are at.
这是神的家，这是神的教会。
And that's God's church. That's the house of God.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。
My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
当我们想到我们要跟神的儿女一同聚集
Whenever we think about I'm going to gather with other children of God、
啊、我们心是那样的欢喜
Our heart rejoices greatly
好像要欢呼一样
So like we want to shout out with joy
我们可想耶和华的愿语
Oh we are fainting for the courts of the Lord
我记得在初中高中的那段时间
I remember when I was in my junior high school
因为在当时候要去聚会
In order to go to church meetings,
我想在当时候我们经过的都知道每一个家都是非常注重他们的读书啊考试啊
those who came from Taiwan knew when during our age we emphasized a lot our schoolwork
那我的父母他们也是非常注重的
So my parents emphasized a lot my academic performance and schoolwork
就他觉得说所有读书以外的事情都是闲事都是这个都是妨碍的
They regard anything that if it's not study, it's useless.
所以当时要去聚会是非常的不容易的。
Therefore, it was very, very challenging for me to ask to go to the meeting.
所以说想想今天很多孩子 你鼓励他劝他去聚会啊父母也盼望他们聚会啊。
And nowadays, I see we have to advise young people to come to church meetings.
但是反而这孩子哎呀我还有好多其他的事情好多其他的吸引。
They will give us a lot of excuses or reasons that I have this to do, I have that to do.
但是想到以前那个时候要去聚会，哎呀，每一次提心吊胆的，然后去说，哎，我要去聚会，可不可以啊
？And I thought about when I was young, in order to beg for an opportunity to go to church meetings, I had to be very careful and ask for permission from my parents.
十次有九次，第一个回答都是不可以。
Nine out of ten times, they would reply immediately, no.
啊，那要经过好多的努力。
And I have to make so much effort.
这个努力 是不容易的
And it's not easy efforts
到最后就是滚滚滚去吧
And in they go 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 go
但是弟兄姊妹我讲这些是让我里面一个很深的感觉
I said this because I have this deep feeling
反而我觉得每一次我们能够聚集
Because every time when we are able to gather together
是神给我们很大的恩典
It's the grace from the Lord
是神给我们一个很大的福分
It's the blessing that God has given to us
所以从很小的时候从那个时候开始因为聚会是这么的不容易
And because since from that young age it was so hard for me to go to church meetings
叫我格外的宝贵能够和神儿女这样的一起同的聚会
It made me cherish even more the opportunity to gather together with children of God
很多时候到国内去服侍
A lot of times when I went to China
弟兄姊妹聚在一起
When we gather together with Christians
当我们唱诗的时候他们我说怎么声音那么小啊
When we sang songs Their voice was so low
我本来想说哎，好好大声的唱一下
And I wanted to encourage them to sing out loud
还发现不行啊
And later I noticed though I could not do that
它惊动了四围的环境
Because if we sing too loud Neighbors will hear us
当我们聚会的时候
So when we gather together
那个灯也是只能开一点点
And our lighting has to be very very mild
弟兄姊妹来的时候必须在天黑以后
And they cannot arrive until it was dark
我们居然会最后要离开的时候都早上四点多就走了
And on the last day of our gathering we had to leave at 4 a.m. before the sun came out
所以最后吃早餐天都还没亮很早的时候
So we actually had a very early breakfast
但是弟兄姊妹那么宝贵
But we each cherished the opportunity to gather together
我们能够奉主的名在这里聚会
That we can actually meet in the name of the Lord
今天我们好像是觉得说这是天经地义的事情。
And for us, this is like taken for granted here.
我们请人聚会，东拉东邀请，西邀请。
And we have to try so hard, make so much effort to bring people to the meeting.
就说你发现这些是神的儿女耶，怎么每天这么忙啊
？And you notice that we are not inviting gospel friends, we're inviting children of God. How come they're busy by themselves?
一个礼拜主给你七天的时间。
God has given us 7 days of a week.
一天有24个小时。
And there are 24 hours in each day.
你说七日的第一日是主日。
And the first day of the seventh day, Bible tells us it's the Lord's day.
你会拿出两个小时来。
And can you just give God 2 hours?
常常我们得到的是太忙了。
Oftentimes the reply is, "Oh, I'm so busy."
没有时间。
I don't have time.
好不容易啊。
And it's so hard for them.
我想当我们体会我们主的心。
When we really feel what's in God's heart.
主他愿意我们得着这么大的福分。
And what a blessing he wants to give to us.
但是却得着他神儿女是这样的一个反应。
And the kind of response we have for him.
我记得好多次。
I remember many times.
当我来到聚会的当中。
When we come into the meeting of church.
好像我们自己的我自己的心还没有怎么预备好。
And I feel I'm not even ready for gathering.
有时候比较早来。
I may come earlier.
但是一坐下来。
But when I sit down.
好像一下子发现说主你在这里耶。
I immediately discover, Lord, you are here ready.
主你在这里等我们耶。
Lord, you have been waiting for us all this time.
他说我们奉他的名聚会，他却在我们中间。
Because he promised, I'll be with you when you gather in my name.
他何等的盼望他的儿女来到他的面前。
Because he truly wished that his kids will come to him.
所以主真的在这里等我们。
So we know he's here waiting for us.
很多时候我想到说，也许这个他等了一个主日，他等不到他来耶。
And he's been here all day, and he did not come.
他一个一个在那里提名说，这个我也等不住，为什么那个我也等不住？
He's calling names one by one. So how come he's not here, or how come she's not here today?
他的心何等的伤痛。
His heart grieves.
主宝贵我们在一起聚集。
Because he cherished the opportunity that we gather together.
因为他要把恩典赐给我们。
Because this is the time he can give us his grace.
所以希伯来书给我们这个命令，你们不可停止聚会，像那些停止灌药的人。
That's why Hebrews says clearly, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing it.
这不是神在这边说要要求我们一件什么事情。
It's not a requirement of God.
他乃是说，因为我在这里。
It's because that he is here.
我在等你们。
He's here waiting for us.
你们要来。
So come to me.
要来得着恩典，得着福分。
Come to receive my grace and my blessing.
他乐意把他自己来分赐给我们。
He's willing to give himself to us.
他看重我们的聚会。
He look up to our meeting.
他看重他的家。
He cares about his house.
他看重他的教会。
He cares about his church.
愿我们里面真的有一个羡慕。
May we have this true desire.
可想耶和华的愿意。
That we long for his courts.
不是因为一个要求。
It's not because we're required by others.
不是人的催促。
Not because we're urged by others.
从我们的深处真的有一个渴望。
But from our heart we have the true desire.
因为主在这里，我们渴望来来。
We want to come because we know the Lord's gonna be here.
因为这是神的家，我们渴望来。
And this is His house. I want to come.
我们宝贵我们的众肢体。
I cherish all the other members of the body of Christ.
因为这是一个葡萄树。
Because we are of the same vine.
因为这是一个身体。
This is the same body.
所以我们知道我们的肢体和我们是不能分开的。
And we know we cannot be separate from other members.
我们一同。我们来蒙最大的福分。
Together we can be blessed.
好不好？最后我们把诗篇八十四篇第一节到第四节，我们再来读一次。
Let's read Psalms 84, verse 1 to 4, one more time.
当我们再读的时候，用我们的心，用我们的灵来触摸到诗人他所写的时候，主要告诉我们的。
With our heart and feel what the writer desires to share with us.
可拉后裔的诗，交与灵长，用加特乐器，我们一起来读。
Together,
万军之耶和华，
place,
你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。姊妹来为我们念一次万军之耶和华。
Let's read it together. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
弟兄们
Brothers,
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱，我羡慕可想耶和华的悦语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴雏之窝，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。第四节我们一起来，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。我们一起在主面前有一些祷告。
Let us pray together.
有感动的弟兄姊妹可以带着我们祷告。
Feel free to pray as you are moved.
主，我们感谢你完整的救恩，为我们预备了住处。
是的，
我们感谢你。哦，我们在这里，好像燕子找着暴雏之窝。主，我们的里头觉得何等的安息。主，早间我们谢谢你，借着你自己的信息，你向你的教会来问安，你向你的教会来祝福。主，但愿你开我们的眼睛，
是的，
叫我们个个都认识教会的宝贵。主，我们不只知道你是元首，我们也知道教会是你的身体。
是的，
叫我们连在教会的生活里头，
主耶稣，
叫我们不离开身体。主耶稣，叫我们借着过身体的生活得着你的供应。主耶稣，叫我们借着过身体的生活得着你一切的丰富。
是的，
求我们的主开我们的眼睛。
Amen。
叫我们不停止聚会。
是的，
叫我们宝贝你身体的生活。
Amen。
这是你给我们独特的福分。
Amen。
你所有的祝福都是向着教会。
是的，
你所有的问安都是向着教会。
Amen。
主耶稣，早先开我们的心窍，叫我们明白过来，我们不能单独。主耶稣，叫我们明白过来，我们必须弟兄手握弟兄的手，在教会生活里一步一步的往前去。主耶稣，但愿你早晨的信息就像是云柱，但愿你圣灵在我们里头的工作像是火柱，带领我们一步一步往前去。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
主，早上来到你的面前，我们这样为我们的光景向你认罪悔改。
But when we come to you this morning, we have to repent for our condition.
主，我们常常没有觉得你的居所是那样的可爱。
Because so often we don't feel your place is lovely.
我们没有可想你的愿语。
And we don't have desire for your courts.
主啊，求主赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
主，你常在我们的中间在等候。
You're always in our midst and waiting.
但我们却不愿回转到你面前。
But many times we refuse to return to you.
主，我们求你赦免我们。
Lord, we ask for your forgiveness.
求你从深处来吸引我们。
Lord, draw us closer from the depth of our heart.
开我们的眼睛。
And open our eyes.
真的看见你的心意。
To see what's in your heart.
看见你所要得着荣耀的教会。
To see the glorious church you desire to achieve.
看见我们的奉你名聚集，你真的就在我们的中间。
To see the blessing that you are with us when we gather in your name.
吸引我们真愿意把你放在凡事之上。
Draw us closer so we will put you first among all the others.
让你来居首位。
And meet you first in our life.
主，早前我们在求你来祝福你的家，祝福你的教会。
This morning we pray that you bless your house, bless your church this morning.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们有些简单的报告。
We have a few announcements.
我们的